this first set of five spokes, in addition to standing for the five Buddhas, also stand for the five wisdoms. The five wisdoms, of course, are associated with the five Buddhas and are sometimes spoken of as the wisdoms of those Buddhas. The Buddha represents, in image form, what the wisdom represents, as it were, in concept form. First of all, there's the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu. This is absolute wisdom, and it's associated with Varochana, the white Buddha, the Buddha of the centre. Dharma means here reality. Dhatu means a field or sphere or world or cosmos. And the Dharmadhatu, or the experience of the Dharmadhatu, or the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu, means the vision or the experience of the whole of existence, conditioned and unconditioned, as pervaded by one absolute transcendental reality. It means seeing the world as it were, seeing the whole cosmos, the whole universe as it were, as the playground of the absolute. This is the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu. And then secondly, there's the mirror-like wisdom, or we may say objective wisdom, which is associated with Akshobhya, the dark blue Buddha, the Buddha of the East. It's the wisdom that simply reflects. It sees everything just like a mirror reflecting all forms. But it sees, just as the mirror reflects, things as they are. There's no distortion. The surface of the mirror is perfectly flat, perfectly smooth, flawless. There's no distortion in the reflection, and the reflections come and go. The mirror doesn't hang on to the reflections. They don't stick. So the mirror-like wisdom is like that. It sees everything perfectly, clearly, objectively, and is attached to nothing. And then thirdly, the wisdom of equality or wisdom of sameness, sometimes translated as the wisdom of identity, which is associated with Ratnasambhava, the golden yellow Buddha, the Buddha of the South. This is the wisdom that sees one absolute reality everywhere, in everything. Sees everything as shunyata, the voidness, the emptiness. Sees, as it were, that all the waves of the ocean are equally water, or equally the ocean itself, so that this wisdom, the wisdom of equality or sameness, feels the same love, the same compassion for all. And then fourthly, the distinguishing wisdom, or the wisdom that sees the uniqueness of things. This is associated with Amitabha, the red Buddha, the Buddha of the West. This wisdom represents the fact that the eye of enlightenment sees things in their oneness, yes, but it also sees things in their diversity. There's no one-sidedness. One sees everything as one, everything as the same, everything as one ultimate reality. At the same time, one sees everything in its minute, concrete particularity, individuality, uniqueness. There's no contradiction between the two. One sees both at the same time. Everything the same, everything utterly different. One has it, as it were, this double vision of reality. And then fifthly and lastly, the all-performing wisdom, or all-accomplishing wisdom, the wisdom of activity, the wisdom that gets things done. And this is associated with Amoghasiddhi, the green Buddha, the Buddha of the North. Now this wisdom, the all-accomplishing wisdom, is not activity in the sense of planning and organizing. It's spontaneous activity. It's activity that's like play or like dance, which just comes bubbling up, as it were, freely and spontaneously. So this is the meaning, this is the symbolism, if you like, of the first set of five spokes representing the world of Yang, the spiritual, the ideal, the archetypal world. They represent, or it represents, the five Buddhas and their five wisdoms.